to be here. Good to see you in that chair as well. And allow me to start by thanking you for the skilled chairmanship of the group of governmental experts on laws and express our continued support for its important work. We welcome the work over the past years by the GG on laws and acknowledge the substantial contribution it has made to our understanding of this complex topic. This work should help inform our continued efforts towards finding common ground as to how the existing legal framework applies to laws and which challenges might still need to be addressed. A number of very substantial proposals have been put forward by the members of the GGE, and we see convergence on a growing number of issues. Among those is the recognition that international humanitarian law continues to apply fully to all weapon systems, including lethal autonomous weapon systems. Another area of growing convergence is the so-called two-tier approach, which Denmark supports. Lethal autonomous weapon systems that cannot comply with IHL are in fact prohibited per se and should not be developed or used. As regards laws beyond these inherently illegal weapon systems, Denmark finds that a set of principles for development and responsible use of these weapons can be formulated and should be agreed upon. In this regard, we fully align ourselves with the working paper submitted by Finland, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain and Sweden on 13 July 2022. We would also like to highlight the proposal previously submitted on March 7 last year by Australia, Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the UK and the United States. This working paper equally contains many principles and considerations that Denmark can support. Building on the 11 guiding principles adopted by the CCW, both of these contributions set out principles and guidelines of emergent convergence and as such provide us with important building blocks towards finding common ground on laws. A number of fundamental principles are of particular importance, and let me just mention three. Firstly, and most importantly, is a clear commitment to not develop or use laws that operate completely without human control and outside a responsible chain of command. Secondly, a commitment to strictly uphold international humanitarian law in every step, from studying over adopting and modifying to the eventual use of lethal autonomous weapons. And thirdly, a commitment to ensure that appropriate human control is retained during the whole life cycle of the system. This entails a sufficient education and understanding of the systems to enable the developer or operator or reasonably predict and explain the function or behavior of the system. And then as a final element, we agree that responsibility and accountability cannot be delegated to machines. Therefore, the system must be operated within a responsible chain of human command, including human responsibility for decisions to deploy, as well as human responsibility for the definition and validation of the rules of operation, use, and engagement. Equally, measures and policies should be in place to ensure compliance with IHL, including reviews, reporting mechanisms, and disciplinary procedures. Mr. Chair, we are studying the various proposals with great interest, and we look forward to continuing working on areas on convergence among proposals. I thank you.